And 6:06, it is mostly cloudy and 35 degrees this morning in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We do have a freeze warning posted for us this morning. It will be in effect until 10 o'clock, and it looks like another one will be in effect for this evening as we will drop dangerously close to that freezing mark yet again. Now, yesterday's strong storm brought a smorgasbord of weather to Oklahoma. One county out in western Oklahoma was hit particularly hard, all at the same time.
Dewey County reporting some power outages in the north part of the county with snow, sleet, hail, rain, and lightning.
Oklahoma Highway Patrol Trooper Betsy Randolph says an Indiana man was killed when the truck he was riding in skidded off a rain-slickin' Turner Turnpike and crashed into a tree. The University of Tulsa faces no punishment from the NCAA for sports betting violations allegedly committed by the school's former athletic director. The university's athletic department announced yesterday it only received a secondary violation from the NCAA in the case involving Ross Parmalee. Now, he was fired in December after being named in a federal investigation. The OU School of Community Medicine and four clinics have received a prestigious award.
It's the National Committee for Quality Assurance's highest level of recognition for quality of primary health care. Dean of the OU School of Community Medicine, Dr. Daniel Duffy, says the requirements involve employing a team of different types of providers.
The physician is a leader of that particular team, but people get what they need rather than have to have a disease that they're focused on. So it really focuses on prevention and chronic care management.
The model is known as the patient-centered medical home, which the Affordable Care Act is encouraging in cities like Tulsa through a program called the Comprehensive Primary Care Initiative. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
Three city councilors get a free pass. Jeannie Q, Karen Gilbert, and Phil Lakin will serve another term on the Tulsa City Council. They drew no opposition by the end of yesterday's filing period. There are five candidates on the ballot running for mayor. A program to keep young people out of trouble during the months when school is out of session will expand in Tulsa this summer. Bridges of Faith was a pilot program only in North Tulsa last year, but it is being expanded to other parts of the city this summer. The community and churches are partnering in the effort. The Reverend Orville Ball is with the Church Without Walls.
The one thing that we do need is to rebuild a bridge, because bridges unite, they connect, they bring people together, and the bridge is certainly out, unfortunately, among many of our kids.
The program will focus on sports and mentoring as a way to keep youngsters off the streets and out of trouble. Governor Fallon signs bills into law making it easier to lose a tobacco dealer's license and saying that small honey producers don't need to be inspected and regulated by the state. Those were just two bills out of six that the governor signed yesterday. Well, Tulsa is one of two cities still in the running for a dubious honor. A championship of the Street Blogs contest, the worst parking crater in the U.S. downtown areas. Stephen Lassiter is a member of the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee who runs the blog Bike Walk Tulsa and explains what a parking crater is.
An area where a bunch of old buildings have been torn down to make way for surface parking. You know, a lot of old great buildings that we used to have in Tulsa aren't there anymore, and they just been demolished, and now all we have are giant surface parking lots.
He says surface parking lots discourage walking, and because the space isn't taken up by a business, means a loss to revenue for the city. Our weather forecast, a freeze warning till 10, otherwise sunny and mild today, a high of 56. Tonight, clear and cold, 33 for a low. Right now in Tulsa at 610, it's mostly cloudy and 35. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.